In the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
It's been a rather interesting week. As I read the lessons today, I was struck by something that Father Buchan had said to me during my diaconal ordination. When he prepared to give the sermon at that event, one of the things that he said, well, many of the things that he said have stuck with me, but there's one that stands out that I find myself actually experiencing now. He said, there are times that there is something that we read in Scripture that gets into our brain and scratches at it like a piece of dirt stuck under a fingernail. Basically meaning, it won't let you go. There's something there. I have found one of those phrases in today's readings. And maybe you've caught on to it too. But it's simply this. It's found in the Romans reading. And it says, sin was indeed in the world before the law. The second part of that is what's been sticking with me. But sin is not reckoned when there is no law. Sin is not reckoned when there is no law. And I began to think about not just my life, but where the world seems to be heading. Now, we talk about a part of ourselves that actually recognizes that there is something more than us. There is something more out there, something greater, something bigger, something more perfect. We as Christians recognize that to be Christ, recognize that to be God. We see other people, and they clearly recognize it as well. Not in the same way that we do. You see, there is no reckoning for sin when there is no law, right? What have we been doing as mankind? We have been changing laws to make us feel better about ourselves. Have we not? We try to change things so that it appears that we do not sin. This comes from a broken understanding of what the fall actually is. God knew before he ever put Adam in the garden that mankind would fail. He knew. For him to not know makes Christ a plan B. Really? God has a plan B? The perfect creator of all space, time, matter, substance, thought, understanding, the God of everything, omnipotent, omniscient, and omnipresent, had a plan B. That's ludicrous. If you've got a plan B, you're not omniscient, you're not omnipotent, and you're not omnipresent. Therefore, you are not God. Instead, he knew that mankind would fall. And there was already a way in the person of Christ. We run from sin. We think it's a bad word. We run from ideals of not being perfect. And yet we are not perfect. That's why Paul says, I see dimly through a mirror, but soon I'll see clearly. It's okay to have sin. What is not okay is to not recognize sin. What's not okay is to change laws so that it appears that you don't have sin. It's not okay to ignore issues and problems. We go through life trying to make these things not be so. To the point that I've actually heard before a man that had a flat tire. He pulls into a gas station and a guy, service person, comes out and says, "Well, you got a flat tire, huh?" The driver says, "Nope. The other three just swelled right up." That's how we approach sin in this day and age. We conflate things and we change them around. The point of Lent isn't to conflate and change around, isn't to make light of, isn't to ignore laws, isn't to rewrite things so that we seem in a better light. It's a time of wonderment and acknowledgement. It is a time of recognizing our sin. Now notice the first word that I said there, wonderment. I fall short of the glory of God. Me, your priest, the one that is supposed to lead you, the one that is not holier than, but is to be holy first, sins in his life. I admit my sin. I go to confession and I am better for it. I do not try to hide what I am. I recognize that I am a fallen creature. I recognize that I live in a fallen world. That is not where my hope lies. My hope lies in Christ and grace and mercy. But that comes only through self-examination, self-reflection, confession, and repentance. One of the things that the church has forgotten, and it is a foundation that the church is built on, is there are three things that trouble man: the flesh, the world, and the devil. That hasn't changed since year one, and it'll never change until the end of time and the resurrection. Those are the constants. Ignoring them or changing their name doesn't make them go away. It just makes us feel better. But if I have a choice of feeling like I have something or actually having it, I'll hold tight to actually having it. I don't just want to feel better. I want to be better. I want to be redeemed. I want to be forgiven. I want to be healed and made whole. I want to be made perfect through Christ. That is Lent. And may this Lent be a holy and blessed Lent for us all. Amen.